Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley.
The stars of Texas Storytime. It is the governor's program, Governor Abbott, to promote literacy and whatnot, and it's on the governor's Facebook page. We shared it on our Hank Facebook page, correct?
I did. Right? It's yeah, you can see it there.
And I know a lot of kids tuned in yesterday, and I think a lot of their mothers did as well, as it was Matthew McConaughey.
He was wearing a shirt.
He was. And he had his wife there, Camilla.
Uh-huh.
They read Where the Wild Things Are. Now, past Texans have read a part of this program. Of course, George Strait played you that a little while ago. Chuck Norris has done it as well. And then...
Hello, I'm Matthew McConaughey, and this is my wife.
Camilla McConaughey.
I'm going to read you a little story. It's kind of a classic. I remember it as a kid. They've even made a movie of this book. It is called Where the Wild Things Are. Here we go. Where the Wild Things Are.
As one might suspect,
this was... The night Max wore his wolf suit.
There was a lot going on with this.
Mischief of one guy.
It's worth a while.
Look at him jumping. Oh my gosh, now they're climbing trees.
I think he enjoyed it maybe more than
the kids. I think he did. It's greatness.
A wild world out there.
Oh, it's a wild world.
Hope your supper's hot.
Hope your supper's hot. All right. So that was his parting shot right there. The wild world out there. Just so happens he's on the line right now. Hello, Mr. Professor.
H-I-J-K. All right. You know, just because classes are not in session does not mean that this professor ain't spreading a higher education. Reading is fun. Mental. All right. Can I get one?
That's right. You read a book on Governor Abbott's program on his Facebook page.
Yeah. When my good friend the governor asked me and my lovely wife Camilla to read to the future of Texas, I said, Governor, first of all, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to do your job someday.
Oh, yeah, there is that
rumor. All right. And then I declared to him, I said, Hey, Abbott. You got it. I'm on it. Let's bust open those leather-bound beauties and broaden some minds. But I ask, what book we going with? What's on the menu? Let's take a look at it. It's in a book at it. Let's ride that reading rainbow. Okay. But don't take my word for it.
Don't take my word.
I like the bandana you were sporting there.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I do not bathe.
That's what I've heard.
We've heard.
And a hygiene book may have been a good choice. Just going to say. But I mean, there are nearly 140 million books across the planet out there. Over 170.
Wow.
1,000 words to express the 27 human emotions that we all feel. What do you choose? What do you go with? First choice, obviously, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Eckhart Tolle.
What?
Kids would love that.
I don't think that's the book.
Go a little over their heads.
But then you got Thoreau.
Thoreau?
You got Nietzsche.
Nietzsche?
You got the Bard.
Shakespeare?
That's right. All right.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
And then the governor said, hey, McConaughey, professor, these are little kiddos.
Yes.
These little kiddos right
they
there.
They are.
You can't read them that stuff.
No.
Fly over their head.
No, you can't. What?
And I told him, well, it'd be a lot cooler if I did.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
That's right. We went for Where the Wild Things Are.
A lot of pictures in that book.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Historical book, and it's all about...
Historical?
Oklahoma. That's where the wild things are.
Right I don't
think so.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we read that for the kiddos. Thought it went pretty well. Made it to the end. But I hope you enjoyed it. Youth of America. You know what?
What?
Turns out I keep getting older.
Yeah.
Youth of America keeps staying the same age.
There he is. The professor.
All right.
It's KB and Marley. 92.1. And now live in the falls on 95.5. Hank FM.